What episode is this?
61.
Mm. I remember the day Shad was on the one who had to carry a rag with him. Yeah,
I remember that. What you carry a rag for?
It was sweating, nigga.
It was hot as shit today, boy.
Playing that cornhole.
Absolutely.
I lost every round.
You're trash.
Yeah, you gave me. Look at my partner,
my Garnett.
Yeah, he never hit the board once. Like,
he was offensive lineman. He was athletic.
He was throwing from the curve too.
Yeah, I felt
his shorts was little.
The knee size was a 38.
Yeah, Black talking about that's a 36-38 right there.
That's at least a 40.
I'm just talking about the knee size.
That boy said he got
to
lay with money. Go ahead.
Hey, look, this episode is 61. 61, right?
Yeah.
We lit. We've been drinking since when, Chad? I got here about 3, right?
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. MJ been here about 2.
It's been a long day.
That nigga Black then came back and took back over. Yeah.
We lit, bro.
Yeah. Rightfully so.
Go ahead, Scar.
There you go. See?
My bad.
See, why you gotta be like that, bro?
This is Chitty Chat.
Episode 61. We got a special guest on the mic tonight. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Get your nickname. Get your nickname.
I didn't know that.
Because you might get fired on Monday.
Really?
When this come out.
I don't have a job.
With your ass.
So you might not get hired again.
I didn't even tag it as. I didn't want to do you like that.
And that's fine. Because I plan on working for myself anyway. So
boss. Introduce yourself.
Hire Justin. He hate every job he get.
Facts.
Every single job. He might end up hating you. Second day.
Like, we was really in here trying to pick a career for you earlier. We went through a list and we're like, no, maybe. Somebody said you need to go work on, like, utility poles.
By myself?
Yeah, and then Black said the cherry picker gonna get stuck.
Like, that nigga hates every single boss.
Well, no, it's management, usually.
It's you. It's you.
It's me.
Every job ain't that bad, man.
It is.
Every job?
Well, no, I'm just saying, if my job right now cared about us like they should during this pandemic, I wouldn't feel that way. They care more about their sales and their bottom line than they do our safety.
What exactly are they doing wrong?
So, like I said, they're not following the rules they set in place. Like, they're trying to, like, the 1-to-1 ratio, one person per rep, the 6-foot rule, they're not following the capacity rule, period. You know what I mean? So they're putting me at risk. And then you got, not only that, you got management not enforcing this on other people either. You know what I mean? So you might have like one or two of my coworkers who won't follow the rules, but they're not saying, because they could affect me if they get sick. You know what I'm saying? You got to enforce that on everybody. That's not true. Just every, you know, certain people.
Corona over, bro.
It's not. Don't let niggas fool you.
Corona is, COVID ain't real.
Introduce yourself.
Word to 5G.
Let's go.
I'm somebody. I know.
Nah, tell me your name.
No, who you is?
April O'Neil.
My name is April O'Neil. No, my name is April Emery.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Know most of you guys from my time at Elizabeth City State.
Yeah.
That's I work.
Y'all better watch this because we paid for her to get up here. Not really, but
yeah, right. Well, no, I work. I know most of you from my time at Elizabeth City State. You know, Justin was one of my people. You know, when baseball was still with Jaden, baseball was still popular.
Speaking of which.
Durante McNeil with a 7-yard run. First down Vikings.
Did Tom Joyner give y'all like 60 grand for a field?
Home Depot.
We're talking. It's Tom Joyner.
You know what they did? And I was pissed off by it. They took that 50 grand and just put it in the athletic fund, period.
Oh, I thought they took the 50 and Gilchrist
Jaguar. Center, yeah. Same shit. They turned the dirt over somewhere. That's it. That's all 50 grand can do.
I'm going to say, I bet you if I drove on Liz campus right then, the softball field looked the same.
How was the roadbook re-imaging like shit going? Like, where they at in terms of...
I seen four people donate.
What's roadbook? Nah,
they got the money. Shit, we donated 10 grand.
They got all the money.
Like, what's a roadbook?
That's where they I donated
about $100.
The football field, boy.
So they donated 10 grand to a day party. Ain't seen no changes to the goddamn field.
Yeah, we might as well have just cut Lance a check. Right. You know what I mean? Like,
cost 10 grand to paint that motherfucker 10, 20, 30, 40, 50.
Yeah.
They didn't redo the whole thing. What was it? The track was fucked up?
And the field. Everything.
Ain't no track team?
No.
Why the fuck the track?
Okay. They tried to get a track team, right? Don't they got a cross-country team?
They got a golf team, too, don't they?
Yeah. Big Curtis was on that.
I remember. shout out to Curtis.
They said they call them Tiger Force.
Because, softball didn't make no money, but they had to keep softball.
My jokes are so underrated. Big Curtis, Tiger Force. Come on, that was a banger, bro. All right, go ahead.
Anyway, let's introduce ourselves.
They had to keep softball for women's sports.
Yeah.
And
tennis, right?
We got a tennis team.
I think tennis
is still
there.
Yeah, tennis team?
Yeah.
Cause they got male. They used to have male tennis.
Name one tennis player that was there during your team.
Lamar.
Jamil. Who?
Sherman.
I said tennis, not ping pong.
Same shit. Yeah.
Goddamn, tennis. Shit, I thought they played four square out there, bitch.
Liz just need to get rid of that, man.
They gonna close Liz like they did in St. Paul if we keep playing. Athletics is a necessity.
But was St. Paul's public or private?
Private.
That's why they closed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wasn't state. Yeah. It wasn't state.
State funded.
Yeah. So honestly, their alumni didn't give back.
Before Liz closed, it'll turn into UNC at
Elizabeth City.
That's what I'm saying. That'll happen before anything. Then they'll close.
I'm for it.
Closing it?
Nah. UNC at Elizabeth.
I thought they were going to do it while I was there.
If it was UNC Elizabeth City when I went to Liz, whenever anybody asked me where I went to, I just UNC? Left it at UNC. UNC.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I saw the blue and been like,
yeah, UNC.
UNC. That's all that matters.
That shit faded. That's
Because honestly, when I tell motherfuckers I went to Elizabeth City State, they'd be like,
yo, Eastern Connecticut? Huh? You know what I mean? Like,
ECSU, huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah, East Carolina.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you.
Nah, I say yeah. Right. I say purple and gold, baby. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's in Greenville, right?
But look, we got some hot topics.
Nah, go ahead and talk that shit.
Hey, look, my nigga MJ finally coming out the closet. That shit crazy, ain't it?
Yeah.
No, I'm
fucking
with
coming out that
V
neck, goddamn. Yeah, that V long as a bitch.
Capital V
now. Yeah. Nah, but look.
Yeah, taco me.
So.
I'm about to steal off.
Taco
said. Legit Capri's went on outside to speak to him. I was like, this shit cut out right here. I said, he's free.
Look, I ain't fucking with MJ. That nigga said he got time today.
Yeah, I got a little bit.
He told him he couldn't read Roman numerals. He been firing ass.
Fact.
Yeah.
But look, so, it's been a lot of shit going on in the world today. The whole Minneapolis shit, you know, rest in peace, George Floyd. I feel like he was definitely a symbolism for, you know.
A symbol, bro. It's just a symbol.
Okay, a symbol. You know what I mean? I feel like.
We need to get this nigga a teleprompter.
Y'all niggas crazy. But nah, but like, unfortunately, you know, his death, I think, sparked, you know, a movement. Unfortunately, you know what I mean? So, I just want to get y'all opinions on how y'all feel.
Fuck Drew Brees. Ooh, fuck his bitch. Fuck them ugly ass kids.
Desi Banks, B. Simone.
Fuck Michael Thomas.
Okay.
I mean that.
Okay.
Fuck Daisy Banks.
Who else we? What other celebrity? All celebrities.
Fuck DMX. Oh, I just feel like DMX
said some bullshit. Yeah. I'm trying to be serious, man.
I'm serious about all that to DMX.
Yeah, okay. Everybody until DMX.
So let me ask you how you feel about what...
In Tidewater.
Oh, this nigga.
Your friend, bro?
He told me. Candy, yam, sweet potato, ice cream, ice cream.
No, but seriously, and like,
it off with what's your favorite scallop?
So I watched the interview that Malcolm Jenkins did in response to what Drew Brees said. Granted, Malcolm Jenkins was a teammate of Drew Brees for a couple years.
He still is.
He just became another one.
He just signed
with again.
He signed back with him? Because no, I know he was with the Eagles for about 3 years, right?
He was for four years. Yeah, he was with him before, too, though.
So it's crazy because watching his interview, like, literally, Malcolm Jenkins, like, it looked like he was shedding tears, like, just talking about everything that was going on. And he was like, I know part of his speech was like, I look at Drew Brees as like a brother, and for him to make those statements, you know what I mean? It hit him a certain type of way.
You know, Malcolm is like one of the like biggest advocates for like Black Lives Matter. Anything
him and Chris Long, yeah. Absolutely. Chris Long is a white guy.
Yeah, fuck him too. I mean, I just felt like Howie racist. His daddy.
Why? Why do you feel?
Because they're from Virginia.
His haircut.
Oh my
bro.
God.
Yeah, he looked like Colonel Gow.
Yeah, exactly. But on some serious shit though, like my issue was, okay, Drew Brees said some fucked up shit, which didn't surprise me. Drew Brees just always came off as that type of person. My issue was like Michael Thomas's teammate, who was one of the ones who spoke out on him.
Yeah.
When it happened, but then said, you know, he apologized, let's accept it. No, fuck that.
My thing is, this is my gripe. How many times are we like, why do you get to say what you want to say and then apologize? Why should I have
just
to accept
it? I agree with that. Why do I have to
keep accepting that? Okay, I'll put it in layman's terms. Let's just say, April, as a woman, say you have kids. Why do you have to go to work, come home? Why do you have to get up, cook for everybody, get ready for work, go to work, come home, cook again, clean up, and then have to get everybody ready for bed, then go to sleep? Like, why do I have to do... Why should you have to do that every day? But as a man, why do I have to get up, do all the same things? That's how I feel about Black people. Why do I have to educate
you? Why are Black people so forgiving?
Why are we educating you...
Facts.
...on the same internet? We all have the same internet.
April, that's exactly what I was going to say. I feel like us as Black people are so forgiving.
You want to tell me all the stats that tell me why this isn't what it is.
It's hereditary.
At the same time, the same internet tells me otherwise. You don't look at both sides, is what I'm saying.
So, Justin, why do you say it's hereditary?
Because our ancestors were taught that, for one, we weren't superior at all. So, we had to take all this shit.
Right.
So, they were taught, if this white man did you wrong, like, your master did you wrong, you had to forgive him, because where else you gonna go? So, we're not saying this is how it is, mm-hmm. but it's probably ingrained, not in mine, but it's ingrained in some people's brains that, hey, I have to forgive this man, because that's just how I was taught.
But look,
like, we can go further
no,
back.
No, but honestly, I agree with that statement, because I feel like
African ancestors let them same Europeans in. Like,
take me.
Yeah, so it's like, well, they ain't gonna do nothing to them. They just gonna take them somewhere else and let them work. Mm-hmm. So it's been forever that this been going on.
So to me, I'm not even mad at Drew Brees, and I tell you why I'm not mad at him.
I tell you why.
I feel like he's
Lord Jesus. VA disclaim this guy.
No. Listen, I feel like he spoke his truth, and he said. What he felt and what he believes in. So being that he believes that, I feel like we should treat him accordingly.
But the thing
we should act accordingly to how he feels. So I'm not even mad. He showed me who he is, what he believes in. So we treat him accordingly. Like I'm not even mad at him. Like he honestly believes what he said. And the only reason why I feel like he apologized is because of the backlash that he got. So honestly, that apology that he said to me is bullshit. Yeah. I don't care how many times he apologized. To me, it's bullshit because what he said originally is how he felt and how he feels about black people. So when it comes to Kaepernick kneeling, and this is what I don't, this is what I will never understand. People, to me, people that are racist will always, I guess, I don't even know the right word to say, but people who are racist will look at Kaepernick and say he's against American soldiers. Like, he's against America as a whole. When he came out and blatantly said that he's against police brutality and inequality in this country. But they don't look at that. They just look at him kneeling against the, what's that shit called that they saying? It's the, yeah, the goddamn national anthem.
The flag, patriotism.
Yeah, against patriotism, and that's not the case. Like, I really feel like a lot of white Americans can't see the forest through the trees. Like, they're so concentrated on the trees, No. I'm gonna explain it. They're so concentrated on the trees that they can't see the forest for what it is.
I got it. It's like the saying, like, well, if the tree fall, will you hear it?
Nah, I don't know what that shit means.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. But if you look up the saying, you can't see the forest for the trees, you will understand exactly what I'm saying.
But the problem is there are a lot of white people.
So we can hear you.
I'm sorry.
No, you good?
I'm over here?
Okay. Yeah.
No, but thank you. But white people basically live in the bubble of their own truth. They've never been asked to step outside of who they are. They've never been asked to, even though Drew Brees probably played peewee football with black people, he probably played high school, middle school, college football, but he's never had to, actually, even though he's had black teammates, like, that doesn't mean anything to him.
It doesn't.
The only thing that he has thought about, we've never asked, or white people have never had to ask, have been asked to step outside of their comfort zone.
Never.
And he got the backlash. Malcolm Jenkins, who was drafted by the Saints, that's where he played his rookie. So, he was probably looking up to Drew Brees and all that, as this person that he just heralded and everything. And
right.
He stepped away. He played significant. Like, I'm an Eagles fan, so I know he played in a very liberal. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. I said it was a youth and he reached for his cup. No, he played in a very, liberal city, and during that time, the whole Kaepernick thing, popped off and stuff like this. So he really found himself in a place that was, very open to you expressing yourself and whatnot. So then to sign with, New Orleans in the off season, and to hear somebody that you looked up to as a rookie to say this, wait a minute, the past 4 years you really didn't pay attention to what the fuck was going on.
Right.
So white people, for the most part, have never had to have the same conversations that black people have.
They've never
had to worry about going outside and running and worried about not getting back home.
Right.
They've never had to have those conversations with their kids about how to act if the police pull you over. So it's just a ignorance. They can sit in their bubble and not have to ever, be concerned about what the fuck goes on outside of their little. He can talk about it. Look, my grandfather fought in World War II. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then came back and was not able to
sit at the lunch table.
It's definitely an ignorance. My grandfather fought in the Vietnam War.
And my father fought in the Vietnam War. Like, what are you talking about? We fought for these same things that white men only were able to reap the benefits from.
Absolutely.
So what are you talking about?
So that's why, I feel like, okay, no. I'm not gonna forgive Drew Brees, but I'm not gonna hold it against him either. And here's my thing, because I feel like as black folks, we're too forgiving anyway.
Let it sting.
We're too forgiving anyway. So let him feel the wrath, that's gonna come down on him. And later on, I know, I was watching First Take, and Stephen A. Smith was like,
"You should watch Skip and Shannon."
I watched that shit too.
Hey, Shannon,
you should watch the Dan Levitard show.
Shout out.
No, for real. Skip and Shannon is cool.
Shout out.
First Take like, fuck them for real. Yeah. You need to watch the Levitar show that comes on. I think it's ESPNU. So, there are a whole lot more.
So I just came back to the States like 2 weeks ago. So yeah,
he was watching Hitler and Stalin for a couple of while.
But to me, like, I know this is getting completely off subject. Shannon Sharp. But Hitler ain't no different from Donald Trump.
He's an HBCU.
Hitler ain't no different from Donald Trump.
He ain't.
But anyway, like I said, like, Drew Brees said what he said, and I respect him for saying what he said because he.
Yeah, I'd rather listen to him say it.
He said what he believed in, and I feel like the only reason why he apologized is because of the criticism and the backlash that he's getting.
And Jake Fromm.
That's the only reason.
Jake Fromm, too. You too.
Like, y'all got to understand,
yeah,
it's a lot of white folks out here that feel the same way that Drew Brees, Jake Fromm, and a lot of these other white folks feel. It's a lot of them out here that's like that.
A lot of black people that feel like that.
Yeah, too. Absolutely. Desi absolutely. Banks. Absolutely,
Simone, you blocked me too. If you ever hear this,
bro, she seen your dick pic. That's why she blocked you.
Like no cap. I probably because she like, want to cheat. Friends off of Facebook in the past week just saying stupid shit, like,
bro. And it makes sense. She's what you got, man? You been quiet over there.
I'm fucked up. I've been over here rubbing my forehead just trying to hold it together. But
I thought
you
was getting frustrated over there.
Personally, don't agree with what Drew Brees said, but I also don't think Drew Brees is a bad person. Mm-hmm. I really don't.
He only knows what he knows.
That's why I don't think he's wrong.
Like D Black said, I'll prefer Drew Brees to say that. Let me know genuinely who you are.
Absolutely.
So we don't think you out here faking the funk. Absolutely. You know what I mean? So
is he necessarily racist for what he said?
No. That's just his opinion and what he believes in. And but Justin, you gotta understand.
Right. Don't give me no bullshit.
I just asked.
We have that opinion. We have our opinions. Like, it's no different from a white person having their opinions. It really isn't. Like,
but at the same time, Drew Brees is not that fucking important. You know how people continue to write. Like, I need to move on.
So this is what's the word you used earlier? Right. Gripe.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is my gripe about the whole thing. That interviewer is full of shit. Let's be real.
You gonna blame the interview?
I'm not blaming the interview, but this is a part of the media propaganda that we talk about. That interview is full of shit. And the reason I say that is Drew Brees could not have answered that question correctly to make anyone happy. If he'd have answered this way, this side would have been pissed off. Since he answered this way, this side is pissed off. Like, it was a lose-lose situation. Like somebody at my job said, that nigga should have just said, pass, next question. Mm-hmm. I don't feel comfortable answering this question.
So the person
right
in the
now.
Job said, nigga.
But bro, you got millions and millions in the bank. Go sit down somewhere. Mm-hmm. You should, like, right now, if I'm a celebrity, you're automatically walking on eggshells right this very second.
You don't
somebody
get
waiting for you to say something they don't agree with, and you're going to get canceled.
But you don't think he pandered to a certain demographic? He knew exactly what he was doing. He wanted to make sure that the white people, he wanted to make sure that, not considering he plays in like one of the blackest cities in the fucking nation. He knew what he was doing.
And look, and that's why I said I'm not mad at him.
He's a hardcore Republican. Who
I actually respect him for coming out and saying how he feels. I think it's fucked up with the bullshit apology that he had, because that's not how he feels.
And I really feel like that's everybody's problem, is because you said it and you only apologize because you got your shit flamed up on
facts. Twitter. Facts. So that's the only reason why
out.
I'm mad.
Check
at
this
him.
Out. We see all the time. We see all the time, like, our black woman saying, "I'm a married black. You know, I want me a strong black man." A white woman should not say that. I'm only marrying a white man. I want me only a white, or a rich white man that's gonna take care of me. Like,
you bitches on Tinder saying.
What's that other site?
I wouldn't know.
Hey,
so.
I know I read No AA AA's in a lot of but you know what?
Or AA's 35 and up.
Yeah. I don't
read. You got to be mature. Good hygiene.
I don't read it. I read it. You read it. I read it. We all read it.
You ain't never seen that. The good hygiene.
Yeah, I have.
The good hygiene.
I ain't gonna wash my nuts. Like
Catalina wine.
Yeah.
But no,
you see what I'm saying?
No, because here's a to piggyback off what you said. So on Twitter, you back on Twitter yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a white woman was at a protest, right? Had a white t-shirt, she had right on the back. It said, don't open your mouth for black dick if you're not going to be on the front lines protecting the black man. Or some shit in that.
Right.
I'm paraphrasing, of course.
Right.
Black women just put a sign like that, like on a sign the week before.
They said what?
Same shit.
Okay.
But she was talking to the white woman, of course. But then the white woman put it on her back and she gets crucified for it.
Why?
Exactly. She's trying to call out her fellow white bitches that want black dick.
Yeah.
And
one of the best posters I seen was a nigga holding up a shit saying, you know, your daughters love every inch of us. Why can't you?
I saw that.
Listen, that
nigga all
that,
for me.
That nigga Kanye said impregnate Bridget. So if she have a baby, she gonna make another nigga.
Yeah. What else he say?
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Right, you know, I'm gonna tell you the song after we get off air. I just can't think of the words.
Right, like, now. This shit wild to me, man. Like, Drew Brees, he said what he said. Okay, fuck it. That's how he feel. I'm not gonna knock anybody for
how they feel,
for how they feel, their opinion. They're giving their First Amendment right. Cool. That don't mean I'm gonna be for you neither. Like, I'm just respecting the fact that you have the right to say how you feel. That's all.
Yeah, we can respect that. But he also has to be aware of the fact he plays in one of the blackest cities in America. Like, what he said. No. What he said. The league, yes. But what he said and being in that area? Region.
Yeah.
Like, he would have to. That just shows a total ignorance to me that you're not. No. Wait. That, I'm not saying he's a bad.
I'm saying, why can't he just. Mainly have been bold, and like a lot of times we say shit on this podcast and we don't give a fuck about how nobody feels about what we're saying. Honestly, April, that could have been what he was thinking.
All that shows to me is he's doing this shit because he has to, not because he really cares.
You're talking more about the apology. I think she's speaking more about what he said.
No, but what I'm saying is the shit that he does in the community, in the area, I feel like. Now that he said what he said, he only does this shit because it's a tax write-off or because the team asked him to. It's not genuine.
Yeah.
It's not genuine. So like I said,
yeah.
Drew Brees, continue to speak how you feel.
What's that
because you're showing us who you really are.
The last play.
NFL Street.
The last play, the shit where they go visit that kid.
The Hail Mary.
Make-A-Wish?
Yeah, Make-A-Wish.
Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Like forced.
Listen.
Drew, $25,000 to go tell this kid, hey, before you.
You can't pay me to believe that.
Hey, buddy, you want his autograph?
You can't pay me to believe that if Drew Brees hasn't done, if he didn't do the shit that he's done in the black community, the black community would be better off than what it is right now.
But it's not.
Go ahead.
I don't know specifically what he has or has not did.
I don't give a fuck what he has or hasn't done.
I don't.
To be honest,
he has sown a lot into that community,
and that's cool.
I just think it shows,
and that's cool.
It shows a level of insensitivity on the heels of us seeing George Floyd basically lynched by a police officer
right
in the street. It shows a level, because it's not even what he said, it's the way he said it. If you go back and watch that video, like, he's really indignant about, like, that's why he believed in that shit he was saying. So that's why I'm saying, if you are the quarterback, if you are a quarterback
and a former police officer, bro, so you can't come to me with that bullshit.
If you're a quarterback in that city,
right,
in that region,
right,
as
Aaron Brooks once held,
as colored as that region is, I just feel like he was not very smart with being indignant about that shit at that point. Considering the atmosphere of that shit at that time. It just was not, it just wasn't, if that's how he genuinely felt, then I got you. I understand
Listen, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. But that motherfucker is 41, 42 years old. I'm 29. So he's been in that city for how long? Seven, 8 years. 14 fucking years. I've been to New Orleans one time.
Which makes it even more significant that he should have known better than try to push that agenda, which is a fucking bullshit ass agenda that kneeling was about the fucking flag. He should have known better than to push that. He knew
you should know better.
Come on, man. Come on,
you should know better.
He should not have made that.
So we're saying the same thing.
With that being
but
said,
I feel like you're more on the apologetic side.
No. He should not.
Do you think anybody that does not agree to kneeling while the anthem is playing does not like black people or they're racist or bigoted?
I don't believe that Drew.
Because I think that's what we're painting. Most people are painting.
Absolutely,
Drew Brees out to be, which I don't think is the case.
I don't think Drew Brees is a bad person. I just think he was not in tune with the temperature of what was going on at that point.
I can tell you what.
Before you say that, I refuse to believe that he said that shit only out of emotion or whatever was going on. I feel like whatever he said, he believed that shit, and that's who the fuck he is. And he showed us who the fuck he was.
So when they do these, post-game press conferences and shit like that, their PR guy is in the room at the back looking at him.
And I'm sure his PR guy was shaking his all that shit. But
this nigga was in his living room with a little white teeth and little V-neck like MJ got on.
Comfortable, right?
Zoom with his
comfortable, right? Comfortable, right?
He has absolutely nobody giving him any kind of direction. Answer this question. Don't answer this question. Steer away from the question. He had none of that.
Right.
So he is as relaxed and comfortable as he could be. Answer questions from the heart.
From the heart. That's what I'm fucking saying, bro. He showed us who the fuck he is. So let's treat him accordingly.
Fuck him up.
That's all I'm saying. Let's treat him accordingly. He don't get no fucking pass. I don't care how many times he fucking apologized, bro. That apology don't mean shit to me. That's what I mean, bro. That apology don't mean shit to me because you spoke your true feelings. You showed your true colors. We know who the fuck you are, and we gonna treat you accordingly. That's all I'm saying, bro.
Honestly,
and as a God fearing man, I accept your apology. I forgive you, but I know who the fuck you are, and I'm gonna treat you accordingly.
So how is that?
Straight like that.
How is that?
I know who
he is.
You
know what I'm saying, how are you gonna treat him? Is what I'm asking.
I know he's a bigot. I know he's a bigot.
He a band.
He's a bigot. He's a bigot.
So what I wanted to say was, so the reason why people were so mad is because when the person asked him the question, because you know why Kaepernick kneeled, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Could you spoke on it?
Absolutely.
So the fact that Bruh said, would you be surprised if more people kneel this season, he's like,
I never respect them.
Drew Brees was like, man, fuck
he
that.
Was very
that's what I'm saying,
that.
Bro.
That's
what I'm saying. He can't see the forest for the trees. Yeah, he's only looking at the forest. He's only looking at the trees, bro. He's not looking at the entire forest.
That means
bro.
We need to cancel the New Orleans Saints.
No, we need to cancel Drew.
How? We need to cancel.
I just feel like James. He's been right tackle.
Jameis.
Just let a couple, like, you seen,
Longest Yard.
All that shit. Just let a motherfucker go through a couple times. They already on Madden took his, break sack shit all the way down. He don't get licked the fuck up on Madden. But no, that's what I'm saying, like, I'm really curious to see how it's gonna happen when like training camp.
It's a business, bro. Yeah. None of them niggas give a fuck.
It is, but it ain't. Because I thought Cameron Wake was gonna say something more than. Cameron Jordan was going to say something more than what he did.
You know why he didn't? I feel like Cameron Jordan is the type of nigga that look at Teron Armstead and say, just sit the fuck
maybe.
Up.
Maybe. But
Cam outspoken.
But when Malcolm Jenkins spoke, I felt that shit, bro. I felt that shit, bro.
But that's what you have to be concerned about. I felt that shit, bro. He goes back as a leader of that fucking locker room. Like, he got to deal with them niggas. Them niggas that like, pissed off about like, what the fuck he
like,
said.
Like, I'm a Los Angeles Rams fan, right? But I felt that shit with the Kyle Shanahan from the San Francisco 49ers.
All the Saints is doing is buying the locker room back.
Were you a St. Louis fan?
Yeah, I was. Okay. Right. Like, how do we have all these black players in the league and we only have less than a handful of black head coaches?
They probably get first round draft picks for GMs.
They took that back
because that was a racist ass fucking gesture.
Not only that, it's on, because man. You gotta think about it. Nigga, they just gonna hire niggas for a year.
Right. That's right. A racist gesture.
Yeah, it
bro,
is.
So, it's crazy.
But no, but did you see what Martellus said on Twitter? I know you don't have Twitter, but yeah, he went the fuck off.
I seen the post that you retweeted. Oh, not retweeted, but reposted. But
yeah.
But I didn't actually.
But yeah, because Martellus is like, how the fuck did Joe Judge get a job as a fucking special teams coordinator of the Patriots and Eric Bellamy, who just engineered the best offense we might have ever seen in Kansas City, and can't get a job,
bro? It's a double-edged sword. Because honestly, I would say this: Marvin Lewis shouldn't have been the head coach of the Bengals for as long as he was.
Do you know why he was?
Why?
That's the most cheapest team in the fucking NFL. That's the only reason. It had nothing to do with Marvin Lewis. Okay. Especially had nothing to do with him being black. It's just Cincinnati said, look, we
comfortable where we at.
We comfortable where we at. We making the playoffs, we getting playoff revenue, fuck it. So anyway, fuck Donald Trump.
Yeah. Hey look,
I feel like George Floyd would be happy. This is the win for him today.
Listen, I'm going to tell you like this, man, and I'm not afraid to admit this shit. As a military service member, fuck that nigga, bro.
He ain't realistic.
Listen, I'm not selling my soul for that motherfucker. Like, we need some...
How do you feel being in the service... He's your commander.
Literally. Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. And right now, as him being my commander, I look at it as just a job right now. I don't even look at it as a service or a duty that I signed up for. He is just it's just a fucking job with him being in control.
So you
right
walk
now.
In the office and his picture is on the wall.
That shit is
no, his picture ain't on no fucking wall that I work in.
Yeah.
Facts.
I thought it was a requirement for all government buildings.
No.
No, my father was in the hospital.
His picture is nowhere in my fucking building.
I feel like
building.
It said Justin's job.
I don't remember seeing it.
Nah, like, man.
It ain't.
Listen.
Did y'all have Obama's picture up there first?
Nah, we don't have no president.
You gotta be
neutral.
Y'all not real.
Oh, yeah.
And it could be fine, bro.
You're the national.
Nah, ain't no fucking
national reserve.
Because I ain't out there fucking protecting property against protesters and shit, which I disagree against as well, and that could be a whole other topic. Yeah, that could be a whole other topic we can talk
which
about
part?
To be honest. Because
talking about tear it up, that's bro. Who you for? Because I ain't against it.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you straight like this: I'm not gonna dictate or say how anybody should feel. If they feel like tearing some shit up, tear some shit up.
Tear it up.
Like honestly, like I'm not for. I'm not.
Touch your target, huh?
I'm not for the rioters and looters, and I'm not against them either. I'm straight like that.
He's what he got insurance for.
Yeah, he gonna call me talking about can I fix it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm gonna call you.
Man, listen.
I'm calling you.
I got time to do.
So, but like seriously, like it's because you was over there for 8 months.
8 months.
Mind you over there 8 months. Basically, it's because of Corona, but because of him.
Bro, it's crazy because, like, I read some shit today about them withdrawing troops from Europe. Like, 9,500 troops from Europe. And it's all because of our president, 45. All because of him. And it's like, since this man has been in office, this shit has just been a downward spiral, man. A downward spiral. And this has nothing to do with Democrats nor Republicans, bro. It's this man. Anytime you have Republicans speaking out against this guy as well, bro, that goes to show you, like, it's something wrong with this motherfucker, man.
This nigga said, look, my unemployment rate is down. George Floyd be proud. He literally said that, bro. He said it's not. He said it on national TV too.
Justin, please don't rile me up tonight.
Yes, that's right. He ain't see it because the nigga said this is a good day in America.
Y'all know by now he don't give a fuck, man. And like
that's,
he
that's
does
why
not,
you have to. I mean, he does not give like a fuck. Him, he has, but no, you know he ain't pulling no punches. Like, then, what he says is what he means.
There's no tact. Like
you didn't see that, bro.
I did, bro. But at the same time, it's like
no kind of presidential.
I understand what people should, like Charlamagne the God is saying.
Y'all shouldn't have declined his request to be on here.
Democrats, our vote. But at the same time, to have another
reason why niggas don't like Joe Biden now.
Y'all, that's what look. I get what he's saying, but at the same time, Joe I think Biden. He's going with it the wrong way, like. I can't tell you how fucked up I think our country would be if we had another 4 years of Donald Trump. If we had another 4 years, like that's why
have
we got these.
I feel like we would have been in the same position with Hillary, the exact same position.
You think so?
Yeah, that's a stubborn bitch.
You know, yeah. You know why I think you're wrong. Only because I think she would put better people in place and wouldn't have fired everybody who didn't disagree with her.
Mm-hmm. Bro.
Or and she would have fired everybody that disagreed with her.
As long as Bill was giving her dick and nobody else, she would have fired. Like, you know
Bill, I said, I got them things. $1.85 a pop, bro.
$1.85?
Yeah. He should have thrown that thing.
I think his dick still work. He's a horny little motherfucker. He fingered her with a cigar. He literally put a cigar. Monica Lewinsky, you ain't know. Y'all know. I forgot y'all was kind of young. So, the reason why he got in trouble with Monica is, boy, he got the neck from him. But he fingered her with a cigar.
And then smoked it.
Yeah.
That nigga.
He lit the wet in. You know, white women pussy different.
I don't know that.
It's a little clean.
You never had a white woman?
No.
It's a little clean.
I see why you not white women too.
No, I'm definitely not. They scared of me.
It ain't good at that. I should live with you.
Wait a minute.
Well, no noise being made up.
Cross the hall.
Cross the hall. All you heard was the bed. Won't she gonna kill me.
Nah, she good, bro. But nah, but like real shit, bro. I'm really not mad at Drew Brees, bro. I feel like he spoke his truth. He's bro, fuck that. No. Like honestly, like fuck that nigga, bro.
Same bitch.
Fuck him.
Same bitch. Both of them the same bitch.
Yeah. Different pussy. Same bitch.
Oh my God. Jesus.
But anyway, man, I'm gonna get off my shit, bro.
You know what's crazy?
This is what
he didn't hit his tree. He ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
He got his shit. He got his dread twisted.
Yeah. You been doing this shit all day. That shit been annoying the fuck out of you, bro. Hey, I lied to you now.
You eat 30. Go ahead, eat 30.
Eat 30. Or eat 30. What did you say?
I said eat.
Oh, Cheesy, go ahead, man. Like, you been silent.
Yeah, you in here bashing Drew Brees, and you the one that talked about.
I'm talking about what?
Yeah, you said.
I talk about what?
You said all black lives don't matter, but you ain't. That's the same shit Drew Brees said. That's the same shit Drew Brees said.
He did say that.
That's the same shit Drew Brees said, pretty much.
He was talking about Arnold.
B. Simone and Desi Banks.
Yeah. Now I get what he's saying.
Bro, I was saying.
Y'all crazy.
No, the reason
bro,
I was
telling y'all.
A white person can't say that.
Bro, I was telling y'all a joke that I heard.
Like if a white person say that, you going to beat the fuck up. Well, you going to try to
say that. Even if the white girl was like, I just knocked the white woman out for saying all lives matter. After somebody said black lives matter, she put the camera on. And I'll do it again. Like,
I said a joke. I repeated a joke that I heard. So that's right, so no, listen, no, not backpedaling at all. That's just like you calling Justin a nigga, but a white person walking up to Justin and calling him a nigga. You gonna act differently, right?
I'm beating both of them the fuck up.
Bro, you never Chad up for calling you a nigga, bro.
I know, we didn't call each other niggas a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
So, can I be real with you? It's our fault as black people, because we let these, some of these white folks that we grew up with say nigga that shouldn't be saying.
Right. I ain't never say it as a white man on this podcast. We continuously let you do it.
So
I've never let a white person that I know say nigga.
I thought you were responding to him. I beat you the fuck.
No. Bro.
You know, so
you just, really than he is, and he darker than you.
So just to let you know.
Real in what sense?
I'm the product of a slave getting raped by the masters. My grandma, my great-great-great-great-great-grandma was bought by my great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy for $1,000. Boom. Now I'm here looking like this.
That's some history for your ass.
I just went to my grandma's house Sunday, and she told me the whole story. So
he don't believe you, bro.
It don't matter.
Talk like that, my grandma said.
I'm not
seriously though, like it. But I agree with you. It's really our fault.
It is.
I'm guilty of it.
They rap it. Oh, it's in the song. Oh, well, I mean, it's cool.
You heard a white man say nigga in the song.
Not around me, no.
No, I'm saying people. Oh, you're talking about like repeating a song. Yeah. I had a coworker. She used to sing that one part on Friday. She was like, "Round here, Normandy and Weston." She gets that one part. She was like, "Mm-hmm."
Yeah, she bet. Like,
yeah, cause she knew like it was smoke. Yeah.
I mean, bro, it's just the word, man. And come on.
Then when I knocked you the fuck out, it's just a punch, right?
Listen, I went to all black elementary, all black middle. All black high school. I went to college with y'all niggas. All black college. Like, no, I ain't been around no white person like that's been comfortable saying the N word. No, I'm not letting that shit slide.
I had one in high school. I ain't gonna lie. We let her. And like I said, I was talking to my homeboy the other day, and I said I regret doing that. You know what I mean? So,
but think of the maturity level you're at now versus.
It took me going to HBCU because I went just, to a high right. school. That
and he just commented on y'all joint like, y'all niggas funny. Dang, Justin, you going to have to block him?
No, because I really beat him and his wife up. Don't play with me.
Oh, we done. Hey, we'll see y'all next week.
And it was like, that was like my best friend growing up, and not still.
True.
Like I said, and it's one of them things where like I look back and I realize we really made a mistake. Because like I realized like, growing up, because like I said, I went to a high school that was 40%. Probably, I'll say like 40%.
What his wife do to you, bro?
No, I mean,
he said he gonna beat the man wife, bro.
You know how I always gotta go just a step above. But up on some serious shit, like, I talked to a couple of my homeboys, and Lee included.
Yeah.
And we realized how naive we were to the racism we experienced growing up.
Yeah.
Because we were just. Like how they tell LeBron and KD, shut up and play football, shut up and play baseball. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
So like
yeah,
April.
Let's talk about that. The same woman.
The same bitch.
That said LeBron and KD.
What's her name,
KD
Toni Lauren?
Nah, it won't hurt.
I was going to get her some bars.
No disrespect,
but essentially, she was like, they need to, you know, they're athletes, they should stay in an athlete's place, you know what I mean? Like, shut up and, like, she said, as they say, shut up and dribble. Like, who was they, bitch? Didn't nobody ever say that.
Because my left hand weak as shit, so.
For one. But then, you want to back Drew Brees to saying what he said.
He's a human with an opinion.
He said,
you know what I mean?
And that's why I say I'm not mad at Drew Brees. I actually love the fact that he expressed how he felt.
No, but my
because
problem is
now I know how to treat him.
We talking about the video.
Yeah, he is so mad at Drew Brees.
I'm not. I promise I'm not. But April, I feel like you got a lot of shit on your mind, and you just quiet over there.
I'm just letting y'all go ahead and get it out.
You've been outside too.
Oh yeah, I've been working.
You've been
gardening.
Other you've been gardening.
I've been working out every day.
That sounds like an Android going off.
Yeah, there's two of them going off.
It's three vibrators.
Speaking of vibrators, so like,
you freaked out.
No, I was talking about you. You get one girlfriend, and you get.
He delivered.
Who delivered? Oh, delivered.
No, but
that looked like never mind. I ain't gonna say.
Okay.
Hey, Hey, the mayor of DC is gangster as shit.
Putting that Black Lives
Matter. Yeah, she got Black Lives Matter typed out in the in the street.
Yeah.
Listen, I heard
yeah.
I heard something about a Martin. Bold.
5,036.
Yeah. Bold, italicized, underlined.
Yeah. Yellow.
I heard they're doing a march in August, bro.
Yeah. And she changed the name of the street.
Black Lives
to Black Lives Matter Plaza.
Plaza. MLK. Yeah.
Places.
And then he immediately came out and called her incompetent. And then
yeah, and then said,
fuck that cheetah looking ass motherfucker.
If you don't do something, I'll send somebody in there to do it. Don't worry about it.
Fuck them.
We really got to commend the people that are speaking out, though. Like Floyd Mayweather. You see that shirt?
Shut the fuck up.
I can't be your brother.
That bitch said I-A-N-C-T. Brady.
Rebrady.
I mean, even if you're dyslexic.
Let's
dex it.
Is it like hard for us to take white people serious when they speak on this topic?
No. No.
So who was I talking to about? I feel like, okay, you say what you said, then you apologize. You're either overcompensating. It's hard to tell if you're like, ground, like, right? Yeah, there's no gray area. Like, yeah, I care, but it's either I care too much or I don't care
for
at all.
Some white people can do no right during this time.
Yeah. Bro.
They have our back. It's like, shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out of here. You ain't being real. And then they say how they really feel. It's like, wow, you a racist piece of shit. You're a bigot.
Yeah,
Shut the fuck up.
It's not even that. To me, it's like if you've ever said any racist shit ever in your life to me, and then you come out now and you apologize, you only apologizing because of the current climate.
So
I don't take that shit serious. Like, no, you're not about to get no fucking pass from me. No. So, I feel like us as blacks, we're too fucking forgiving, man. We forget and we forgive. And no, the buck stops here with me.
As a black man, we always have to fucking forgive.
Want your woman to forgive you 100% of the time.
You want your...
But my woman is black as well. I'm not forgiving a white person for no racist shit. And I go on record on saying that shit.
You didn't earlier say you forgave Drew Brees because you're a Christian man.
I forgive him, but I won't forget that shit.
Just walked in.
Oh, you been in the quarantine?
That boy came through wild, the bitch.
Hey, look. Funniest shit ever.
Jodeci back. Both of them.
Hold up. We on the night.
Get on this shit, bro.
We on the night run club at challenge shit and everybody trying to get miles in. This nigga Crunch registered .36
the whole month.
Yeah, it he hit us up man. Talking about he injured.
Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hey,
look,
we got
he been on Amazon before.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Now talk your shit, sis.
Yep, it's Crunch in the building.
You
already know.
So go ahead.
So look,
Coogee Crunch.
Listen, we talking about Drew Brees, what he said in his apology.
Man, fuck that nigga, bro.
Speak your shit. Speak your shit, Queen.
Fuck his apology, because he said he spoke his heart the first time. So he coming back trying to do the PR, trying to get be right or whatever, like save his image. Nah, it's crazy. He might as well hang it up.
So my question is, as his left guard, are you going back?
Hey, look,
you came to the wrong side. I'm three cups in, baby.
Pour me one, man.
Here, bro.
Dead ass though. Like, yeah, it's quiet for him. He's just retired. Like,
only person that forgave him with these two kind of.
His timing was just extremely fucked up. Other niggas in the NFL has said the shit he said, just not during a time where we're mourning the death of one of ours. Yeah, because
like, the thing is, this has been going on. Like, when I'm talking about like police brutality, has been going on all our life. But like 2016 is when it like
demise. It started to been, you know, get televised like, and shit. Yeah.
And then, but like this one hit different.
I don't know why, bro. Like,
it hit different.
Because it's this like, one, if you ever get so fed up and then somebody open the door too hard, they're like, oh, I'm pissed off.
But I'm gonna this tell, one I'm gonna definitely tell, I'm gonna tell you different. Why it hit a little different. It hit a little different because, first of all, niggas is unemployed.
Yeah.
Facts.
Wait, like, for real, there's nothing else going on. Like, people are in quarantine. Like, people, sports are canceled. It gave a view. Like, when that popped up, when that man died, it's like everybody actually was paying attention. Like, there were no distractions. People had, like, the same thing that happened in Selma, like, way back in the day. Like, for the first time.
In the 60s, yeah.
It was like broadcasting. Like, white people had to pay attention. Like, you didn't have any distraction from what was going on. Like, you saw that man beg for his fucking life. So, wait a minute.
Okay.
He begged for his life. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
You bitch ass nigga.
She's telling her shit. Yeah.
No, but I'm telling the truth. It's like, this is a time where people are unemployed, quarantined, no sports, no distractions, none of that shit. Everybody had to pay attention to what the fuck was going on. You saw this man beg for his fucking life. And for all the white people like Drew Brees that lived in this fucking bubble, like, you had to look at that shit and see this man.
Lame ass nigga.
Right, he is.
Little shit ass nigga.
But that's the thing that's what is different about this time. Yep. That there was nothing.
God damn. never mind, it's a recipe shirt.
That was distracting.
Is it clouds on it?
No, ain't no clouds. Yeah,
there was nothing that was distracting the world from. Like, that's one of the things that pissed me off most of people. Like, we need our sports because sports are our escape. No, I need motherfuckers to fucking pay attention to what was going on.
Facts.
Even if you talked about the thing with the quarantine and everything that was going on.
I was back at work. I'm broke.
If you talked about the quarantine, it was like all of everybody, because I'm not working right now, everybody who's working, you're paying your taxes. The government can't even cover the shit that's going on with, you know, the testing that we need, the healthcare that we need, all that shit that's going. We need people to pay attention. We don't need the NBA or nothing.
I'm sorry.
No, but at the end of the day, that's why I think people were frustrated. People had been locked down too long. People had, you know, wanted to get outside. They had no choice but to look at what was going on at this time in this space.
Absolutely.
To understand, like, okay, this police brutality thing is nothing new. Like, it's been going on forever.
Absolutely.
You know, the unjust, you know, deaths of black men in general. Like, we're forced to pay attention right now. Yep. Like, there's nothing else.
Because nothing else is going on.
There's nothing else going
on. So, I'm going to tell you what hurts me is I was only supposed to be deployed for 6 months, right? It turned out to be an 8-month deployment because of COVID. Cool. But then I so patiently wait to get back to the United States just to come back to a fucked up country. Just call a spade, a fucked up country to what's going on. And it's like, damn, this is what I really waited to get back to?
Is Germany that much better?
Yes. When it comes to a society.
It's dead.
When it comes to a society as a whole, yes. Yes.
Like, even after Hitler and all that?
Even after Hitler and all that. Because you gotta understand. A lot of Germans that, like, the 60 and older Germans that's over there, they didn't support that shit that was going on.
No, they didn't.
They didn't. They was just forced to you know, accept the shit.
It's on some shit like what we going through now.
No.
Kinda.
No, because I feel like as this is supposed to be the free world, like, people have a choice to accept the rhetoric that Donald Trump is pushing.
You say 8 Mile?
Yeah, fuck the free world.
Fuck the free world.
313?
Yeah, 313 bitches is whack. Hey, look, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever had a gun pulled out on you by the police?
No.
Have you?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
Have you?
No. It's because you got
a vagina. So, two out of seven.
No, to be honest, it's probably because you got a vagina. But to be honest, so that's 4 out of 5. That's 80% of us. And I've had it done 4 times.
It's been multiple times.
And I'm light skinned with good hair. They think I'm Mexican.
Yeah.
So I got it pulled out on me when I was opening the store that I manage.
Really?
It's crazy, right?
Me and Jack got our shit pulled out and somebody broke in our house.
Yeah.
I got
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I had my uniform and name tag on. And the man said,
you keep that motherfucker on.
I keep it on even when I'm recording over here to join me on.
Like, I feel like you got so much to say that you're not saying right now.
He high, bro.
Yeah. I'm tired. I cooked all day.
He smoked.
I mean, I got something to say.
He smoked the hog.
I got something to say.
You smoke a hog for
it? No.
It's like.
I mean, he took a shower.
It's like, that's, you know,
that you been having decent jokes. I ain't gonna throw it.
You do know I can fight.
You ain't gotta fight.
Nah, you don't box me.
Yeah, I got a crunch for you anyway. Yeah.
Chad know I body him. Ooh. But nah, back to what I was talking about.
Okay, yeah. Back to what I was talking about. Because he don't want me to tell the world I done slammed him already.
I'm about to set up business with him, man.
Back to what I was talking about.
I slammed him already. I slammed him already.
I don't remember that. I think that's fake news.
Hey, all right.
What you got to say?
Go ahead. He slammed me.
Go ahead.
I heard about it.
Nah.
Go ahead. All right, but nah, for real. Like, I know me personally.
That's pressure.
Like, I think of myself as a God-fearing man. And so I know we supposed to. It's like on one hand. On one hand, I want to go out here and, like, tear up some shit, like, burn some shit down. But then on the other hand, it's like, I want to talk to people and let them know, ask them, why do you feel the way you feel? Like, have a conversation with them to, like, try to get them to understand. But then it's like, I feel like at this point, it's a choice. You choosing not to see what we talking about. Like, Drew Brees, choosing... not to see.
I don't. You know what, Crunch? I don't think that's the case.
What do you think the case
is? I think they do understand what we're saying, but they choose not to agree. It's the same thing for us. And check this out.
I'm listening.
We can understand why somebody may be gay, but we just don't agree with their lifestyle.
I agree with them, man. I don't agree with lesbians, but I agree with gay guys. So.
What?
They fuck booty holes. I might get condemned.
Wait, say that again. Say that again. Just make sure I heard it right.
No, gay men, they do that. Gay women, on the other hand, of course, there's some that look like us. You know what I mean? Take the collection. But no, so with the lesbians, and like I said, we probably about to get canceled. But a lot of them are not lesbians. You didn't give them good dick that week, Crunch. So then they go.
Crunch. Yeah. I might not, but I ate them real good. I ate them good.
Hey, you slopped it up.
Hey, I slopped mine up. Hey, shit.
No, but listen, though.
Look at you in tree.
Go ahead. No, but seriously. But on some serious shit. Nigga like me who toxic, that hurt their goddamn feelings this week, they gonna go let this purple dick hit them for a week or two, realize this bitch is another bitch too, and then go back to niggas. That's why I say some lesbians I get it, some of them I don't.
Well,
the ones that look like us, I kind of get it. George is my dog.
He said George is my dog.
George's my dog. George Freeman. Like,
oh, this is George.
No. No, Joyce, me and her joke all the time, but like, They have an internal struggle they deal with. But then they have to also deal with bitches who get hurt and don't know what they want and then go back and forth.
They get a counselor, huh?
No, what I'm saying is, what I'm trying to explain is because you said something about we don't understand. I understand the
name.
I said we understand.
Yeah. Like, I understand why MJ is gay. But I don't agree with his lifestyle. These white people... They say they understand Black Lives Matter.
They don't, bro.
They just don't agree.
I could have sworn you had the transition surgery. Then he had a hole in his scrotum.
They closed his goop too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, every time somebody joke on MJ, he tried to go for the deepest cut ever. Like, you ever
that's ironic that you said the deepest cut.
I had to bring that nigga Popeyes in the hospital, man. man. I looked out for you, bro.
I said, just in this hospital food ain't hitting up.
Nah, but
I
like,
what else is going on in the
I
need something else to say. I've been wanting to say this for a minute. Like,
been a while.
Why when black people talk about getting reparations, United States say, you know what I'm saying, I ain't got the money. Oh, we can't afford to pay our reparations. But this coronavirus come around, and they can afford to give every American $1,200?
Minimum.
Still ain't got mine.
So, like where does money come up from? Y'all made it up. It came out of thin air.
Have you filed your taxes, like,
2 weeks ago?
It might be quiet for you.
Yeah, I know.
You telling me you can pay every taxpayer $1,200 minimum? Some of them got more than that, but you can't seem to come up.
How much do you think is owed to you specifically?
What, it ain't
nothing. Make it didn't have to deal with slavery.
Do you want me to answer?
80 acres.
Yes, and a mule. And a mule. And I need interest on it.
You need I see you will walk through the goddamn door when you can't do it. No, real. Did you? So the other day, Bob Johnson. You know Bob Johnson? Mm-hmm. So he asked for reparations. Do you realize how much he asked for?
$333,000 per person.
Per person?
Was it per person?
Yeah. It's per person.
I just know it was $27 trillion.
Mm. Okay.
$337,000.
That's still ain't enough. I think America, no, I'm not saying America, we don't deserve it, but we just need to.
That's still in. If you gave every black person $333,000.
You seen the Amazon Chappelle show?
Listen. I seen that
the ball and
but it's just, but
when the nigga bought the Newport.
But listen to me. Yeah. Listen to me. It still ain't enough for what our ancestors went through.
This country was built on our backs, bro.
I need that. The Louisiana Purchase. How did they buy that? Trump, that's enough.
They built that from slave money, slave labor, bro.
Bro, do you say hold on.
That's a lot of.
Well, maybe not you.
Listen,
not half of you.
Check.
For my whole story.
Do you really feel like your great great grandfather and grandmother life was worth $333,000?
More than that. What are you talking about?
It's possible. It's possible. You're right. But I still wanted to ask him that question.
Pope, now let me.
Bro, it's.
Him and 21 Savage.
Listen.
Bro, we were a part of the triangular trade.
Yeah.
To be honest, bro, I really
don't know what a triangular trade is.
Juicy J. Shut the fuck up! Hey, look, listen.
The triangle trade, Phil Jackson, and the triangle.
Yeah.
Same thing.
I really feel like there's no dollar, bro.
I really feel like there's no dollar amount
that they can pay or put on.
There's no dollar amount that you can put on life. But I just know I will take $333,000 right now.
Bro.
And I won't talk about racism for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Bro.
Next 2 years.
I vote for Trump.
If he do that, he got my vote too.
None of us.
Entire podcast flip, except for me, Derek. April ain't said nothing. 40 minutes.
Hey, listen, look, he do that.
Baby. I tried to bring this shit back to civilization.
It ain't out of the room for questioning.
Hey, it ain't personal. It's business. Good night.